Final poll, General Bolduc leads Democrat Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire. By Wendell Hasebo on November 6, 2022. Republican General Don Bolduc remained in the lead over Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, in the final poll for New Hampshire's Senate seat, a Wick Insights poll found Sunday. The poll asked respondents, if the November 2022 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you most likely cast your vote, Republican Don Bolduc or Democrat Maggie Hassan? If you are still undecided on who to vote for, please select undecided. 49% chose General Bolduc, while 48% selected Hassan with undecided leaners included. Without undecided leaners, Bolduc holds a 0.1 lead over Hassan with 1% undecided and 2.3% voting for someone else. The poll surveyed 725 likely Granite State voters from November 2 to 5 with a 3.6% margin of error. The Sunday poll comes as General Bolduc gained up to 13 points in 6 weeks on Hassan, who has failed to maintain the highly coveted incumbent 50% threshold. A Suffolk University/Boston Globe poll 5 weeks ago showed Hassan with a 9-point lead, 50-41%, over Bolduc. That lead was cut to 7 points, 52-45%, in an October 12 AARP survey. Both polls showed Hassan with majority support. On October 21, a Fabrizio Lee and Associates poll revealed Bolduc had tied the race, 45-45%, with 7% undecided. November 3 polling showed Bolduc had expanded his lead to nearly 2 points with 3.2% are undecided after a Tuesday St. Anselm survey showed him leading by 1. Real Clear Politics flipped its forecast on Tuesday to a GOP pickup. Politico updated its forecast on Friday from lean Democrat to a toss-up. General Bolduc's sustained momentum in the closing days of the race has occurred despite being outspent by $9 million, according to third-quarter totals. Democrats appear panicked they could lose the Granite State they once believed was secured. On Wednesday, Democrat Senate Majority PAC rushed $1.2 million in emergency aid to Hassan. In the last 2 weeks, the general has since received $5.2 million in last-minute reinforcements from other GOP PACs. The Mitch McConnell-backed Super PAC notably defunded the New Hampshire race with $5.6 million in mid-October, effectively sabotaging General Bolduc. While Hassan has raised tons of money from lobbyists, General Bolduc has refused to accept lobbyists' cash. She's bought and paid for. She's not gonna work for you, General Bolduc told Breitbart News Saturday. I was asked to come to the table after I won the primary in Washington, D.C., to sit around with these big money, special interest lobbyists, and I said, no, I'm not doing it. And you know, of course, it means a lot of money for your campaign. But that's not what I'm driven by, General Bolduc continued. I'm not driven by money. I don't want to be owned by anybody. I want to be indebted to Granite Staters and go work for Granite Staters. And that's the change we need, he said. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.